We did establish what's called the International Forgiveness Institute. You can find that online at internationalforgiveness.com. And I'd say the biggest surprise to me is how large a helpful impact forgiveness actually has with people who have been beaten down by life. For example, when we did the incest survivor study, where we helped incest survivors to forgive their father or their father figure, we did that in the mid-1990s when the psychological community was writing articles saying the best you can do with those who are incest survivors is to get them to cope with the emotional consequences of what happened because there's no psychological treatment strong enough to actually help the women. And that if we hold out that possibility, it's a false hope. Well, that's not true anymore, because when we can help them to forgive, which seems controversial, but it really isn't, because we're not asking them to reconcile with their father figure or to leave their own children under their own father's care. We're asking them to forgive from the heart and then be careful. And when that happens, these women literally went from being clinically depressed, which is a lot of pain, to being not depressed at all. And then when the control group women started 14 months later, because it took 14 months for the first group to even finish forgiving, they started being with the profile of being psychologically depressed and having a lot of emotional compromise. And after their 14 months, which was one-on-one with a therapist, for 1 hour a week for 14 months, they too were emotionally healed. It's not that they just improved emotionally, but it's that they were actually emotionally healed. That surprised me greatly. And it surprised the psychological community greatly. And to the credit of the psychological community, when I started this work in 1985, many of the social science colleagues of mine were highly skeptical that forgiveness could even be brought into the therapeutic sciences, and they expected us to find nothing of value. And once we found this kind of emotional health benefit, many, many, many of those who were skeptical about what we did joined our ranks and realized that the science is strong. And so I would say those have been my two biggest surprises, how powerful forgiveness is for emotional healing, and how my colleagues actually changed their tune to join me. I really liked that because they were pretty hard on me, actually.
You were a maverick.
I was a maverick, and at first I was scared of that, and then I ended up loving it. I actually liked being a maverick, and at first when people were critical, it hurt, and then after a while I'd say, bring it on, because we're doing something that makes people react. Forgiveness is a word where people either love it or hate it, and the hate is usually temporary till they know what it really is, and people either love me or hate me because I'm a messenger for it.
For people listening who know maybe that there is a weight on their heart where, you know, potentially forgiveness could make a lightness, what is the first step?
I would say the first step would be to visit our website, internationalforgiveness.com, and just look around and try to get a sense of what forgiveness is, to see if it's for you. And then if it is, I would urge people to go to amazon.co.uk and purchase my most recent book, published in 2012, The Forgiving Life. It's my deepest work, but my most accessible work for the general public, because it's written basically as a dialogue between two women, actually. Sophia, that's Greek for wisdom, who has been around the block a few times with forgiveness, and a very feisty woman who's a little skeptical about forgiveness and has been wounded and hurt and is thinking about forgiveness but is a little unsure of it. And that dialogue helps the reader understand forgiveness, understands that it's hard, and works the person through this map of forgiveness, not only for one person who's hurt them, but for anyone who has ever hurt them in their life, so they can stand on the top of the mountain peak and say, I have forgiven everybody who's ever hurt me in any significant way. I am a forgiving person.
Who are your favorite famous forgivers?
I would say one of my favorite famous forgivers would be Nelson Mandela, because in South Africa, he spent many, many years in Robben Prison, and he invited his jailer to his inaugural address. He never mentioned the word forgiveness, and he didn't have to. The physical presence of his jailer was astonishing. Another one I would say would be Martin Luther King Jr., the African-American Baptist preacher in the United States from the 1960s, who had the nonviolent approach to goodness and equality. And he wrote a book called Strength to Love. And the context of his writing that is his house was being firebombed and his wife and children were being threatened as he was writing that book. And he still gave us the message, we must be strong enough to stand in forgiveness even when people are creating mayhem against us. And I would say the quintessential forgiver for me, my hero, would be Jesus Christ himself, who on the cross died for each one of us and died for every sinful wound ever given to anyone else in their lives. And he, as a model, is the most glowing, beautiful, amazing model possible.